Laura Ingraham is under attack in a major, major way. And you're going to be surprised as to who is attacking her and why. This is from USA Today. Well, I don't know if you'll be surprised, because I don't think that most people are surprised at the negative things that most black people do today. I think it's expected. When there's something wrong, when there's something negative, you can expect most black people to show up. But if it's for good, if it's for God, if it's for the right reason, they're not going to show up. You can expect them not to show up. USA Today is reporting that rappers call for the firing of Fox News' Laura Ingraham after Nipsey Hussle segment. So apparently, Laura Ingraham did a segment about the funeral of Nipsey Hussle, that black guy. I had never heard of him, not one iota of a word of him, about him, until he was allegedly killed by another black man. And this guy was a gang member at one time, and supposedly he was making a change, right? And so he was killed by another black gang member, according to the story. And when this Nipsey guy was killed, they had this funeral that everybody and their mama, at least in the California area, black person in California area, memorial, when they had his memorial, nearly a whole lot of black people in the California area showed up. And the normal people were shocked that that many black people would show up, and they wondered why. Apparently, this guy made a song about F. Donald Trump, and but it didn't seem to bother the people who showed up for the memorial of this guy, Nipsey Hussle, right? And so Laura Ingraham played a segment of that song on her radio show, her TV show, Fox News show. And now these black rappers and some of the other black people are upset about it. And I'm blown away about it, because I wish, it's just a wish, that black people would start standing up for the right things. And I wish that they stood up for the right things that would benefit the individual as well as the rest of the people around them, like abortion. 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner cities around this country. Nothing being said or done about it. Not from the black preachers, not from the black. Even Louis Farrakhan spoke at this guy's funeral or something. Louis Farrakhan. Can you imagine how David Duke spoke at a white rapper's memorial service or whatever? It'd been a mess, right? And Louis Farrakhan is as bad as the so-called KKK and others. But anyway, I wish black people show up to stop out-of-wedlock birth. Between 70 and 70% of black babies born out of wedlock by black women. Nothing being said or done about that. As a matter of fact, they think that's good. And the reason I believe they think it's good, because nothing's been said about it, no protest, nothing's been done about it. We're the only one that talks about that in a serious way. Black-on-black crime. Everybody and their mama killing one another in the black community. Black-on-black crime. No big deal. No protest. No showing up to stop it. No insisting that the government or the law enforcers or the black politicians that they vote for do something about it. No nothing. The anger between black men and black women, the hatred, out of control. The black women are turning black men into girls. No big deal. whining and begging and asking for affirmative action. Now they want more reparations. No show up and protest against that. They're for that. I want black people to show up for the right reason. But so far, they're not doing it in mass. It's amazing. Laura Ingraham is being called out for a controversial segment she broadcasts on her show, The Ingraham Angle, a day after the slain rapper Nipsey Hussle's memorial aired on BET. And Laura played a portion of the song F Donald Trump. So this guy had made this song about F Donald Trump. I had never heard this song, nor had I heard of this guy. And I'm surprised I hadn't heard about this song about the president because, as you know, I am for the great white hope. And so she played a portion of the song F Donald Trump and questioned how the song was related to the lowest unemployment rate ever for black Americans. They have African Americans here, but for black Americans. And the segment was received by the black community as sarcastic and offensive. Isn't that amazing? So Laura, a white woman, played the song F Donald Trump by this guy, and the black people saw it as sarcastic or offensive rather than agreeing with Laura that that wasn't a good song. Black people should not represent themselves in that way. They, according to the report, they became upset about it. This is from Fox and / Instagram. An edited version of her show was being shared by another rapper on social media. Here's that segment, soundbite from Laura Shaw.
In L.A., thousands lined the streets to say goodbye to rapper Nipsey Hussle. Now, this dear artist recently released a song called FDT, F Donald Trump. Okay, now that's a very creative refrain.
Very catchy.
Very catchy.
Irving Berlin, look out.
Is it? It all began and ended with Irving Berlin for you, didn't it?
Yeah.
So the refrain, the chorus, it goes on and on. Is that related to the lowest unemployment ever, basically, okay, for African Americans?
But now, for those who might not remember, this is 70s. Come on down.
Wasn't he on Hollywood Squares?
Nipsey Hussle.
Isn't that amazing?
That's hilarious. And then if I would have watched that before the blacks got all mad about it,
yes,
I would have knew they would get all mad about it.
Me either. When I saw that segment, it never occurred to me that blacks would get mad about that.
I thought they would.
Because
I know they're so easily triggered by. You can't joke with them. You can't do any of that stuff because they take it way too serious, and that's exactly what they did.
But to me, Laura was looking out for the blacks. She was saying, hey, the president has done great for the black, for all people, especially black Americans. Why would you appreciate a song that says F the president, F Donald Trump?
Right.
So I thought she was looking out for blacks. And in all honesty, I know what you mean by that, but I didn't think that the black would get mad about that.
Well, she was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but it's the truth.
Right.
They
were laughing because
it's crazy.
It's true what had happened. He made the song, and they thought it was funny.
I think that they laugh because of how insane it is. And it is true. It's insane, but the blacks are definitely going to take it as they did the wrong way. Oh, they're talking down on our community. Oh, she's white. All this stuff that's irrelevant.
I James or someone is telling me that Nipsey Hussle liked the illegals. And he said, according to this report, he said it wouldn't be USA without Mexicans. USA was built without the Mexicans. I don't know what that means. And Daniel said someone edited the lobster to take it out of context.
Oh.
So blacks are being manipulated to be angry. Once again, if that's true,
right,
that they edited the lobster to manipulate, to take it out of context, then someone intentionally edited it so that they could get that kind of reaction from black people. And because most blacks are angry, they can't see how they're being manipulated.
Wow.
There was a Los Angeles rapper by the name of The Game. And he posted the video on his Instagram with a caption that threatened Fox News, saying, and it's a lot to read, I'm black and I'm going to do the best I can here. I will let Joel read it, but no. So here's this thing that this guy posted on his Instagram, threatening Fox News, saying, so let me tell you what's going to happen here. Fox News, fire this disrespectful C by tomorrow. Monday morning, or you will lose millions of views, one person at a time, until it drastically affects your rating, views, etc. Isn't that something? If our demographic doesn't affect that, we will stop support of all sponsors immediately. We are no longer lying quiet while you continuously disrespect our brother, cultural, and African Americans as a whole. But she wasn't disrespecting. The guy that made F. Donald Trump was disrespecting. I will use my platform and call on my peers to do the same. Nip's passing, nor his legacy, is to be taken lightly, as there will be consequences for any disrespect now or in the future, as long as I have a voice. This rapper goes on to say on his Instagram, I am asking all of my followers, friends and family, to spread this video with demands of #LauraIngram terminated immediately. This is not a game, and my ethnicities together is mourning. There's a power in that. That will be used, and action will be taken from now going forward. We will not be accepting any apology from her. We want her fired, period. Explanation mark, all that stuff. #TheMarathon continues. Do not let this slide, my people. Do not let this slide, my people. I know you can feel the energy Nip left all of us. I know you feel the energy. Those explanation marks and then a hand like this. A black hand, by the way. The Game's post has 453,018 likes, and his followers went up to 10.3 million on Instagram. Snoop Dogg commented on the post and said, I'm in. And the Atlanta rapper, somebody by the name of T.I., I guess. The Atlanta rapper T.I. posted the same video, calling it disgusting. Isn't that amazing? This saddens me because this is not going to benefit black people at all in any form or fashion. It's just going to keep them in a continuous state of anger, which is of their father, the devil, and cause them to have more babies out of wedlock, to hate more white people, and their generation will continue to hate, and it'll just get bad, worse. In the Bible, Deuteronomy 28, it tells you what happens when you don't obey what's right? And what happens when you obey what's right? Curses will be restored upon you, bestowed upon you generation after generations, after generations, after generations. When you don't love God and do what's right. And when you do, blessings will be restored upon you, or bestowed, however it's said, upon you generations after generations after generations. You, it's up to you. And if you notice, in the last 70 years or so, generations after generations after generations of black people are cursed because they are refusing to love. They are refusing to take responsibility for themselves. It's so amazing. And I wish, but there's nothing I can do about it. It's each individual must repent for themselves, that they'll realize all this hatred is only hurting them. It's not helping.
So if somebody made a song dissing Obama, that's racism, right? Can we stop with the double standard in 2019, 2020?
It's not going to stop until the people say, no, we're not going to, you can't intimidate us anymore. We're going to do the right thing, but we're going to do what we want. It's not going to stop until you say no. Si, senor. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share, sign in, ring the bell, and all that good stuff. Do we have a bell to ring?
Yeah.